Welcome to the Kinjo's podcast. Here we will discuss dance, life, and whatever the fuck we want.
Folks, welcome or welcome back to Kinja's Movement in the Shadows. This is our season 3 finale episode. What a celebration. We didn't have a script for this episode. We got into some gratitudes, which we always...
We never have a script, but yes.
We never have a script. We got into some gratitudes, and then we also got into some like real with each other. And it was what we needed.
Who would have thought that if we didn't have a guest... and we just had to talk to each other, that we talk about each other. What a concept,
right?
But hey, you know what I mean? Just being able to give ourselves moments to digest and reflect is something that is amazing. We encourage everybody out there to take moments, especially through powerful life experiences, to stop, slow down, breathe, and reflect. And that's what we got a chance to do here. And beyond just the season of amazing and wonderful guests, we got to reflect on ourselves and our lives and each other. And I think that was the real gem in this podcast. So everybody sit back, relax, and enjoy the season finale.
Say something, Chad.
Love you guys.
Hey. Folks, welcome.
Wait, I'm going to stop you right there for the season finale. I'm going to do the intro. Yes. Folks, welcome back or welcome to the Kinja's podcast, Movement in the Shadows. We are your hosts, Anthony.
And Ben.
And today we have a special one. It's obviously the special guy is in the seat, but it's not totally about him. So I'm still going to intro him as a co-host for this last episode. Go ahead.
Suck. This is your other co-host, Chad.
And we got Chad. We are glad Chad in the seat.
Glad Chad. Chad Mayate, a.k.a. Chad GPT, because this guy does it all, bro.
Yes, we are doing a special episode for our season finale of season 3. So we had to get everybody out here.
Yes.
Just so we can, you know, enjoy life. Recap.
Yeah. So I was driving here and I was like, man, the Kinja's podcast has been alive for almost 5 years. It's crazy.
Dang.
160 some odd episodes. We've done 50 together.
50
here.
Of them here in this room.
And I was just thinking about all the different conversations that we've had, all the really dope people that we've met, and then also just like had these conversations that we probably wouldn't have had with them had we not had a podcast, of all the people that have shed tears, all the laughs, all the things that we've like found out about people that we never knew,
all the bottles we downed,
a lot of
libations and beverages have been consumed here, y'all.
Man, we need an alcohol sponsor.
Yes,
I
please.
No, I cannot believe we should. Had over 50 people. I say over because some episodes didn't have guests, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, some had groupings. There were pairs of people. There were groups of people, whatever.
Bro, we had epic conversations. That's what it's for, man. The conversations are powerful.
Most importantly, the people that we had here who weren't actually here was our listeners, our audience, our viewers, everybody who joined in on iTunes or Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it is, or on YouTube and got a chance to just dial into our conversations, long-winded or not. Some of them dense, some of them drunk, some of them light, some of them catch-ups, some of them, you know, life-changing, like whatever it was. If it wasn't for our audience, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. If it wasn't for all of y'all who are coming in, downloading the episodes, clicking, sharing them, posting them online, whatever it is, y'all are the reason for the season. So thank you so much for tuning in and giving us purpose to just discover a deeper sense of life, discover more about ourselves, more about each other, and more about life through other people and their experiences. Because like that, I would have never thought that Kinja's would bring us here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so clear from a superficial, like high level of just like dancing, entertaining, performing, even teaching or whatever it might be. But once we like get past the moves and the music and the grooves and just kind of coming down to like who we are as people, this podcast has been such an amazing extension and a platform for us to just speak and listen even. You know, so much listening had to go down in order for us to do this. We constantly yep. this season talked about how draining it actually is in the best way, mm-hmm. but even to mm-hmm. shoot, you know, two podcasts back to back, how draining that is, because as your life force, you want so desperately to give yourself fully to another person for like an hour to 2 hours and really yep. hear them out and yep. just be a space to, like, you know, take their lived experience and magnify it on this platform. Mm, so it's just been truly an overwhelming experience.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of the fans, I'm just looking at our podcast on Apple Music. We got a 5 out of 5 stars, guys.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
They listen.
That's you guys.
That is.
You know, thank
you. They listen. And it wasn't necessarily just the, you know, leave us a 5-star rating, but it was also that if you didn't want to leave us a 5-star rating, don't leave anything at all. You know what I mean? Immaculate.
Yes. Yes.
That's what
yes.
it's about sometimes.
And you know what? I want to read a review, because this one, I don't know if we've, because you know what? People take their time to write it. So yeah, we got to like freaking read that junk. And yeah. so you know that we're reading this. This one came from Sandy, 1815.
That's the year she was born.
Yeah.
18. Wow. You're really old.
You're a real one.
You titled it Power in Confiding in Your Tribe. She says, 5 stars. Thank you, Sandy. She says, this was my first Kinja's podcast, so I was not sure what to expect, but I was so impressed with the flow of the show. I felt a real authenticity between Anthony and Jackson and the conversations they were having. The questions flowed smoothly and the time flew by. Thank you for inviting Jackson and providing this unique listening experience for us. Wow, Sandy, thank you for that review. That was a fun one.
That means that's a season 2 review.
That is.
That was a season 2 review. We didn't even recap season 2. So, you know, this is recapping both, I guess.
Didn't we recap season 2? We did recap season 2.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's the season 2 recap.
Yeah.
Okay. Episode that you can yeah. find yeah. here in the ether.
Yeah, somewhere. It's out there.
But let's quickly recap a little bit of season 3. I'll go down this mm-hmm. list and we'll say a one sentence thing to remind ourselves okay. even okay. what the depth of that conversation is about. But only mm-hmm. one sentence, okay? Mm-hmm. We had Keone and Mari come
oh,
on.
Oh man.
How do I make a sentence out of that?
I'll give you an example. And then for example, it's like from the community all the way to Broadway.
Oh. Nice.
You know what I mean?
Couple goals. That's not even a sentence. That's 2 words.
But that
that's,
works.
That's all I need.
It's a single hashtag. No space.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
couple that always goals. Works.
That's like, that just came to mind right away.
Catch up time.
That
was a
really
great
one. Use catch up time for that one. You can't say that again.
Dang it, you're right.
We had Sherry Cola come through.
Ooh. Oh, that one was fun.
I'm just like, it's a you're putting it on for the folks and you're leaving the door open.
I love that. 5 words. Representation.
Oh, I love that.
Mine is Be Fresh from NBA 2K's on our pod.
Wow.
Whoa.
She's Be Fresh on NBA 2K?
Mm-hmm.
That's sick. I want to be on 2K. Shout out Jabwalkies. All right. We had Nick Joseph come through.
Oh, yeah. Nick Joseph. Born a Kinja.
I like that.
That is yeah. That's really good. Yeah.
Newest Kinja.
Yes.
Mm. Ooh. Aryasuke?
Our Yasuke. All right. Leave it up to Glad Chat GPT, y'all.
ChatGPT there.
We had Johnny Chang come through.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
Brother from another mother. Life changing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was a semicolon.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Man, that was a. That was like peeling the onion back and letting the freshness come forward,
ooh,
you know?
Ooh, that's poetic.
Mm-hmm. Ben's favorite pod of the season? Question mark.
It's pretty good.
Answer to that? Yes, it
there
was.
It was. All right, we had Bam.
Oh.
See, I'll say that was a good catch up with a brother that I didn't know I was going to get so much closer to this year. So I was very happy about that.
Well, I'm going to riff off of that. Bam is by far the person who I would have never thought that I would get close to, but I did. And it's because of Kinja's.
You just almost repeated me. But I'll still take it.
But it's
you just, said that earlier, so I'll give it to
truth,
you.
It's the truth, though.
It is the truth. I believe you. Yeah. I believe you.
I'm going to go with can't go wrong with some Bam Daddy knowledge.
Very true.
Yeah, that is always some of the most powerful stuff for sure.
Yeah, his insight in parenting is wow.
Yes.
And then we have Smack.
Oh, wow. By far the most unique creator that I think I've met on this pod.
That's a lot. You met a lot of people on this pod.
Yeah. Yeah. 160 something.
Mm-hmm.
I totally want to be able to jack her mentality about things and live that way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Just don't care about anything.
Just don't care about stuff. That's your takeaway. Right? Yeah, that's actually what she said.
Kind of,
It's an amazing mantra, honestly. If you really peel it back, it's
oh my gosh.
Sometimes we just think about things too much.
Mm-hmm. We had Pac-Man or Philip Chabib, I should say, more importantly.
Oh my gosh. I'll start. I realize I don't know stuff. This guy knows hella stuff. Dude. I was like, bro, I need to be smarter.
I feel like sitting here with Pac, a word that comes to mind is evolution.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just constant evolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Felt like I was tuning into a live episode of like, what's that called? Like Bob the Scientist or whatever? Or
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy, because everything was just like.
Mixed with Dr. Phil. Minus Ratchet.
Yeah. And also just super creative and artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then we had Ving.
Oh, that was nice. Whoa.
With special cameo of, you know.
Yeah.
The little one.
But the first words that came to my mind were Daddy Ving, but I also realized how weird that probably sounds.
Hey, just call him Daddy, dude. Yeah.
Daddy
Ving, dude. I don't know. Ving's my daddy. Nope, that's not it.
That's the social media clip that we just cut right there. Ving's my daddy.
Hey, you know what? I'll say it loud and proud, baby. Let's go.
Hey. Damn, I don't know what to say about him. That was him coming back from being away for a while, right?
He was gone for a minute.
So,
yeah.
I know this is basic, but I'm going to choose basic for a relationship that has such depth. I'm gonna say it was just so nice. Mm. Like I hadn't seen him and talked to him for like what felt like half a year at that. You know what I mean? So to dive into a long form conversation, you know, no electronics in terms of, you know, and just dedicated. I'm like, man, that was so nice.
Yes. And for those of you that tuned in, that was your first time you probably got to see Baby Zenny too, so.
Yeah,
I mean. Yeah, he made an appearance.
That's like, you know, when life is just kind of taking a snapshot and going, yo, check it, life. We had Lil Buck come on.
Whoa, you go.
I feel like there's moments where, you know, on this pod, we get a chance to bring living legends.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, undoubted, I just really feel like that guy's a living legend.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing to be able to like sit across a couple feet away, you know, from somebody who's doing it that big. Mm-hmm. And so we can immortalize these moments, these conversations, because one day living legends don't live anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's good that we get to capture that.
Yeah, I think I just felt like, man, this dude really puts it on for his community, and he represents to the fullest who he is as a mover and what he intends to do moving forward. And I was like, bro, like, I can't wait to see the evolution of you.
Yeah, and that's just going off of, like you were saying with the Living Legends thing, like you go from a guy who took learning things off of like a DVD to teaching that, you know, from the OGs, teaching it to the people nowadays. So that's how you know it's real. And they were in this room.
Yes. Yes.
He was in this room.
Mm-hmm. We had Jaspreet, aka Minority Mindset. Oh,
I was like, bro, sign me up for your course. That was like, Yes, bro. This is that's the school that everybody needs.
Yes. Like,
just enroll 100. Into this guy's class.
I wish I would have met him 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's mm-hmm. all I got to say.
Yes.
Honestly, that was probably one of my favorite pods of the season.
Same.
It was like,
definitely.
For me, it was refresher course there. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels mm-hmm. like. Because it's like, you know things, but then you don't really do things until it's like you're reminded of doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
We had Casey Rice.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Casey strikes me as somebody who is a quiet strength. And I think her coming onto the pod and opening up about even from her things that she was like, you know, insecure about, talking about her mm-hmm. eating disorder. I was like, man, there's an honesty about you that I think people really need to dive into, like, where that comes from. And she opened up a lot. And I just appreciated that aspect of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got two phrases. You need the first phrase to mm-hmm. understand the second phrase, but it's not the first phrase. All right?
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
Because first phrase.
Let me put that in ChatGPT real quick. What does he mean by that?
First phrase is hope for the future. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You understand what I mean when I say hope for the future. Mm-hmm. But it's not that, because second phrase is really more so love for the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like she's present. It's not like when you look at like a young one, you know what I mean, who's doing and killing it. Nah, if anything, we're just getting older. She's the present, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Yep. And she's just killing it in such a way, and as not just what she's doing, but how she's doing it, mm-hmm. that I'm like so just like thankful, gratuitous for the world and the scene that we're all a part of, and like people like her in it.
Yeah.
Agreed. And doing it with a huge smile on her face. That's what I love.
Making people smile. Absolutely.
Yes. Love the smile.
We had John Haw come through.
John Haw, baby.
John Haw. We got to talk in John Haw. man, the Incredible Hulk.
Very good. Very good. With John, one of my favorite things is no matter how much life changes, he's still the same John. And I love that about him.
Consistent. Mm-hmm. Consistent.
I mean,
say it,
cool. Do it.
Trying to troll right now.
It's like one episode or one sentence for the season, right? It's just, well, it's how we learn about Kinky Chun-Li.
I knew you were going to say that.
Can't graze over that.
Yeah,
I think it caught all of us by surprise.
That just stopped us all in our tracks. It was really good.
So good. Yeah. Kinky Chun-Li, dude.
Kinky Chun-Li.
See photo here. Just kidding.
Oh, goodness.
We had our sister Addie.
She's a boss lady.
Mm-hmm.
The word that comes to mind for me, not even a sentence, the word that comes to mind for me is just family.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Especially because, you know, she calls me Bill, brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I call her Sil for sister-in-law.
Yeah.
It's like different. It's not just like, obviously, all the crew's fan, but you know, mm-hmm. there's something about her. I'm like, married to Mike. I'm like, all right, you're my fucking mm-hmm. sister.
Yeah, that's what's
just
up.
Just family. And we that's got a chance up. To just, you know, deepen that bond through conversation.
Loved it.
Yeah. We had Us the Duo.
Freaking amazing love story, first of all.
Yeah, what an amazing love story.
Yeah. Oh my God. I want to say a real life Disney love story.
Yeah.
We have Jackson Wang.
To me, that was Kinja's Jackson is a different Jackson.
Oh yes, 100%.
I just fucking love that guy. God, that is my what a brother. Let me say something though with more depth and one sentence rule. He is so strong in life that he can pull stuff out of us. And usually when he's pulling stuff out of people, he's pulling them up.
Ooh, I love that. That's dope.
So I hope that he knows, per the depth of our conversation, that we're also there to pull him up.
Ooh, 100%. Facts.
We brought on Mike Pack.
Wow. He says he's the unofficial mayor of K-Town, but I believe that someday he's actually going to become the mayor of K-Town. The actual mayor of K-Town.
Legit, dude. Power in community. It's like kind of cheesy, but like kind of perfect.
No, that's for sure what it is. He's that guy.
We brought on Mike Song.
We sure did.
Oh my gosh. Papa Song, you did well. So we are kind of, this is the season finale. And we, you know what? I want to express some like real gratitude to our partner, Broccoli Productions.
Absolutely.
You guys believed in this podcast and reached out and wanted to host our show. So thank you. Like from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for believing in the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just in some transparency, you know, the relationship is now kind of moving on.
Our contracted amount of, you know, episodes has been met and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So very amicably, like we're technically at the end of that, you know, chapter. But of course, our relationship has been fortified and built, and we're so thankful for that. Mm-hmm. But that does lead us to the end of season three. And realistically, also in semi-indefinite and to Kinja's podcast for the moment, as we, you know, collect more stories, learn a little bit more, grow a little bit more, figure out more ways to, you know, continue funding the operation, you know, in all transparency.
Because this stuff costs money, y'all.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time to come out here. But we do it because we love it. We love, you know, the people we get a chance to sit down with. We love the learning and the journey. Mm-hmm. And we love the people that we're being able to provide this content for. Like I said in the beginning, all of our listeners, all of our viewers out there and stuff. But, you know, it's not to say that, you know, we won't come back in some way, shape, or form. We've always, in some way, as Ken just gone more than just the moves, more than the dance.
We adapt, baby.
Whether it's providing the BTS, providing the tutorials to the stuff that we're doing, providing the captions on the post to share a little bit of depth with our stories, providing the photos that capture more than just the videos do, you know what I mean? And always, even with things like season one of Ken just podcast, to Ken just convos back in the day, there's always a desire for us to deepen our connection with our followers and fans and supporters and friends, you know what I mean? Yep. All y'all out there, we're in this like global connected digital age, and we just want to take advantage of it with all the most positive gold, you know, pieces that it has to offer. So I think that we're always going to find a way to do our best to reach out and connect with the people that are out there, you know, and the best way we're going to do it is either with our artistry or with our, you know, with the lessons that we're currently learning as we're going through some of these things, you know. There's a lot to learn from this.
A lot to learn.
As we went down that list, one of the things that we wanted to do at the top of the season that I think rings true for a certain reason now, especially now that we're done, is after looking at season two, we're like, hey, season three, we should sit down with more Kinjas. You know,
that's right,
like
that's right.
No matter where this whole thing, even Kinja's podcast season one, like the I know even when, with everything you did in season one, a lot of the intention for this, there were so many underlying powerful themes. One of them was obviously like, you know, learning, right? Through, you know, other people's lived experiences through their eyes and their stories and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it was a part of our mantra of like kin at all costs. Like, you know, we're still putting in time, putting in work to things like this to, you know, elevate Kinjas and to also, you know, deepen our bonds with each other, because that's like really the joy of life and why we do a lot of things we do. Like we could do this separate, you know what I mean? All of our skill and our craft, but we choose to do it with each other, you know? So even just like kind of like holding on to that theme and like using this moment, this time frame in our lives through this platform of the podcast and being able to sit with other Kinjas more and hear more stories, I think that was such a righteous thing for us to choose to do.
Yeah,
I'm glad that we did it. Like, you know, some of the most powerful ones, especially the ones that we might even like look back on and have a shared drink with that person and think about those times, like is gonna be the people that we rock with in life the most consistent, you know what I mean? So I'm just really, really proud of us for like just putting in that time to sit with our brothers and sister, you know what I mean? And, and just dive deeper into their lives, giving them a space and a microphone for their voice, for the things that they're going through and the things that they've, you know, been able to immortalize via this concept of a podcast through their stories. I'm really just proud that we did that.
Yeah,
and I'm hyped for
sure,
it, you know?
For sure. I mean, speaking of learning, we every episode we talk to the person who sits in that seat and we ask them a bunch of questions. And, you know, I think, it, you know, as we were even before we started rolling, like, what do we talk about? Yeah, we're gonna get into some shit, before recap. We start rolling. Yeah, let's go. Let's get it. Come on, cheers, y'all.
Cheersies.
We did it. We did it.
We're doing it.
But you know, I think because you know, I've seen in the comments, like, oh, when are you guys gonna talk about yourselves? We're like, it's not about us. It's about the guest. But maybe it is about us in this one.
Yeah, it's no? definitely. Yeah. Yeah, it's one. It's always about us.
It's
yeah.
always about
us. It's all about me. It's all about me. Yeah, actually, well, you know, Chad's in that chair, Chad's so you know, if we could spend a little bit of time and just check in.
Look at
as
this boys, guy. This guy, you know, is literally editing, like, and talking and listening. You're doing. ChatGPT, bro.
ChatGPT. I'm. You're doing. I'm learning and trying to be an actual in-life AI. Yes.
So big ups to Chad. Yes. Glad Chad, the man behind yes. the camera and the microphones,
Glad Chad.
Editing and helping us produce. You know, live editing these podcasts every single time we come mm-hmm. in here. You know, he's always a guy who's sitting 10 feet that way, but behind all three cameras, and the guests is just knowing that they're not just talking to me and Ben, they're talking to Chad in the room as well. Yep. Mm-hmm. But man, thank you so much yeah. for, you know,
yeah, everything yeah you know what? Right. Let this be an opportunity for us to give you your flowers, bro. If y'all don't know, Chad does a lot behind. If there's a Movement in the Shadows award,
it's a Movement in the Shadows award.
Movement in the Shadows goes to Chad or Baby. It goes to Chad or Baby.
Give him his briskets.
His briskets, for real. Dude, I mean, Chad, you do so much for Kinjas, man, and you do it with a smile on your face without a complaint, and you do it with excellence, man. You do everything so excellently, so just want to give you your flowers, man.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, bro.
That being said, appreciate man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, dude. Honestly, after I got married, I was just like, oh yeah,
all three weddings,
all three weddings.
Yeah. Speaking of doing the most, you got married three times.
Thanks, COVID.
To the same woman.
To the same woman. Yes. Yes. I didn't realize that sounds so bad.
Right. That
until
bad.
You
that
say to the same woman.
Yes, yeah, we're gonna edit the to the same woman part out.
But yeah, I've been good. I've been good. Honestly, I mean, there was a minute where I was just like, oh, a lot's happening, but now I'm back. And a lot of it actually came back into just getting it back into physical shape, honestly.
Yeah, let's go. Summer is
upon us. It's that summer bod time.
Yeah.
Brings out those extra endorphins / serotonin dopamine that your body needs.
There you go.
Yeah,
man.
Get to the good works. Stuff. When are you going to have kids?
Ooh. Speaking of, no, I'm just kidding.
Bro, I was about to be lying.
I cry again, dude. This would be the most times I cried ever in a pod.
Legit. This season was the season of tears, though. It really was. I think everyone just needed a good cry.
There are moments when I didn't cry, I would feel bad.
Yeah, dude, this season?
Yeah.
So many tears.
So yeah, many tears. I don't even know. Everyone just needed to cry.
I mean, is this the most you've ever cried in a season versus the past two seasons?
Ben? 100. Yes. Totally. It had to be.
Completely.
For sure. Yeah. It was the feeling. Also, like, you know, I would like to say, like, you know, no offense to like the season one and stuff, but those environments were probably a lot more like, in a word, sterile.
Uh-huh.
Where being in like this kind of space, it kind of removes you from everything. Yeah, it's not like a dance class going on next door. You know, we're like in the comfort of home. That's designed. We're drinking here. We're like, it's a group, so it's not just like one-on-one that could like it's harder sometimes to break a wall with one-on-one. It's sometimes easier to let go when it's like more people. So I just feel like there was a lot of variables that was kind of complementing the space to be safe.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's something to that for sure.
Yeah. But yes, most tears for sure.
Well, I'm curious, man. Like, you know, we are, you know, at the end of this season, and, you know, we're somehow in the middle of the year already almost. And what are your guys' like current, like, where are y'all at? You know what I mean? Like, what are you focused on? What are you excited for?
Yeah, Ben.
What? I asked a question.
I mean, to be fair, it was an open question.
Okay,
for all of us to
okay, you threw it back at me. I'll take it. Yeah, I am in a really good season. I feel like, not to be over dramatic, because I don't think I am, I just feel like I've never been better. And what I mean by that, bro, you know, you can't find a diamond without putting some pressure on it. You know what I'm saying? And that pressure takes time. And I think that's the thing that I didn't, like, you know, when you're in the thick of things, you're just like, man, when is this gonna stop? Or when am I gonna break through? Mm-hmm. And then that like lasted, I would say, years, bro. Like, I mean, COVID just did a number on me. I know COVID did a number on everybody, mm-hmm. but I'm just talking about my personal experience. It did a number on me. And I'll even say, you know, yeah, mental health. I became aware of my mental health. I'm like, I have mental health.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. As stupid as that sounds, I never once before COVID even thought that mental health was something that I had to like take care of. Cause I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. Like, whatever. Life does what life does. And then you figure it out. But I was just like, yo, dude, this thing is weighing on me and I am not good right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So then I started therapy, shout out therapy. Like, I recommend that highly, still doing it. And just, yeah, like you just let life kind of just do its thing. And you're just like, man, this junk is kind of difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, like, as I said about diamonds, right? All that weighted pressure produces this beautiful thing that, like, whenever that's ready to reveal itself, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think it just revealed itself. So I'm like over here, bro, like, I feel like I have my life's purpose very clear.
Can you put into more specificity?
Am I being cryptic right now?
No, not overly, but yeah, like, yeah. What are the variables? What is the diamond?
Yes.
And I know that some of that might be, you know, conceptual, but.
Yeah, dude, it's like straight up just purpose, bro. Everybody has a purpose, whether you even realize it or not. And I think for me, I'm like, I now realize what my purpose is. I mean, I always say stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to serve people. And like, okay, that's like, it's kind of specific, but like how? Because everybody has a service that they provide, you know, to the worlds that they kind of navigate through. Mm-hmm. I think for me, bro, this is like really weird. I always say, I made my own mission statement. I said, my purpose is to serve people through connected conversation. And sick. I think that's why this podcasting thing has become such a powerful thing for me, because I get to have these intentional, connected conversations with people. And I think those operative words is serve and connected. And those are like very intentional things, right? Like, you want to serve by, because you can't connect with something if you're not trying to connect. I think that's the thing. Like, I want to try to connect with these people. And so that, I think, has just led me down further rabbit holes of, like, you know, even things like public speaking. And I'm like, I don't know, man, I think I might go into that field somehow. But I don't know what that necessarily means. And the fun part of it is, just because you know your purpose doesn't necessarily mean needing to know like how it all happens and like what exactly you're supposed to do. Yeah. You just go,
it's
right?
Like a compass.
It's a compass. Yeah. It's like your true north, just go. Like, just you'll figure out what the details look like as you're going. And so I think I'm really on that trail right now, and like, it's really fun. And all of that really comes down to just like really locking in with God straight. Mm. Freak up. That's exactly what it is. Just Amen. Locking in with God and allowing God to direct. And I also know that there is a, speaking of like that, you know, that timing or that time of pressure, knowing that timing is sometimes long, like sometimes there's years of time, and then sometimes it's fast. Like, sometimes things just like boom, 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 it's time to go. And so I'm like now learning the spectrum of wait and be patient and then know when it's go time and then it's time to get at it. And so I think that's what I am experiencing. I think this is the get at it time. And it's just really fun. And it's, you know, when you can find that flow, I legit feel like I am in such a flow state right now that I'm like, bro. And not at all to make it like sound cocky or arrogant. I'm like, bro, I'm unstoppable.
Not at all.
Right now.
Yeah.
I feel unstoppable right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going at it without anything. It just, things are just bouncing off of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, it feels really good. It feels really good. Don't do that.
Bro, I have to say, I'm so happy to hear that.
Thanks. Same,
man. Thank you.
That means so much to me. Wow. And you already know, bro. Me and you, like, you know, last year versus this year.
It's a different time.
And then even our own relationship has been strained through just like, you know, just life and the struggles of COVID. We've talked about it. We've alluded to it on different pods and stuff like that. Ben is my brother. I fucking love this guy.
Sure.
All the way to the end. But, you know, it doesn't mean that sometimes things, you know, can sometimes get a little bit of friction or there's just moments of like a little bit of separation is healthy or whatever it is. But I know that we had a tough time last year with some stuff, you know what I mean? And I know you was worried and thinking about me. I know I was worried and thinking about you. Mm-hmm. And man, it really is so dope to hear that you're like, this is like the best season of your life. That shit makes me so happy.
Sick. Man, you know, like, and this is cool because, you know, we didn't really have a script for this episode. We were just like, we'll do some recap, check in with each other. Chad's going to join us, have some drinks. It's been a great season, y'all.
Yes.
And it's an honor and a pleasure to rock with y'all. Man, why does it sound all sad all of a sudden? Like,
it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
Yeah, the ship isn't sinking.
Congrats, y'all.
Congrats you freaking on season did three. It.
Season three.
Season
we did
two
it.
And three.
Two and three. Virtual handshake to all y'all. Broccoli, love y'all. Wow. Well, we did it, y'all. Thank you for watching or listening, tuning in. Thank you for every time you've shared this podcast. Thank you for every time you left a comment. Thank you for every time you've screenshotted us and all that, man. That's so meaningful to us. And as we said, we want to figure out how this comes back in whatever revamped and evolved form. But
if you do want to support us even outside of this, remember, cop some gear, support Kinjas through the kinesthetic, you know, on store.kinjas.com. Feel free to pick up some noodles on kinjabangnoodles.com or that IG at kinjabangnoodles on Amazon as well. And also get in there and learn some routines. We got a bunch of beginners tutorials from basic skills and drills to actual routines. And of course, it's the Kinjas, so we're going to throw in a bunch of intermediate and advanced stuff inadvertently. But sign up for that stuff at kinjasdojo.io and just, you know, come be a part of our world. You already know that in this platform, you know, there's a lot of just people that come through. There's a lot of words we share. But what we first were doing with each other was getting down with each other and just like sharing the music and sharing the moves and stuff like that. So getting in tune with all of our stuff and follow and support, you know, it's been the most amazing journey to be able to just like share our craft and have people receive it well. Help us continue that thing.
And follow us, Kinjas Podcast, Cast with a K. And that's it. We got a bunch more episodes other than this one. And listen to those. And we appreciate that.
And keep that 5-star rating going.
Because keep that 5-star rating. Or if you don't want to leave a 5-star, don't leave a rating.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Five or bust.
Five or just stay silent.
Love y'all.
We love y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Kinjas Bang.